Bruchim Habaim, everybody. Welcome to our Monday night shiur. Today is Zayin Tishrei Tavshin Pei Beis, September 13, 2021. We're 3 days before Yom Kippur. And this coming parsha is Parshas Hazinu. Parshas Hazinu is a parsha that's always after Yom Kippur. But for our purposes, it serves us a tremendous encouragement in how we can prepare for Yom Kippur. The content of the parsha is so apropos for putting us in the right state of mind for Yom Kippur, because the parsha deals with the destiny of the Jewish people, and it's really the history of Am Yisrael that went through over 3,000 years since Kabbalah Satayra. Let's read a little bit of the parasha and show how this all fits in. Hazinu Hashemayim Va'adabera V'sishma ha'oretz imrefi. The Torah begins by saying where Moshe Rabbeinu is calling upon heaven and earth to become his eternal witnesses, because they never pass away. As long as the world exists, so will the heavens and the earth be. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Hazinu Hashemayim V'adabera, give ear, O heavens, and I will speak. V'tishma ha'oretz imrefi, and may the earth hear the words of my mouth. Tizal katal imrasi, may my teaching drip like the rain. Torah is compared to rain, because rain gives life. Without rain, the world would cease to exist. And so the Chumash continues on. Tizal katal imrasi. May my words flow like the dew. Kisi'irim ali desher. Ruchavivim ali esev. Like the storm winds upon the vegetation, the raindrops upon grass. These are all life-sustaining elements that are so necessary for the existence of the world. And as Rashi explains, this is all an analogy to Torah, to mitzvahs, and how it gives sustenance to the entire world. And he wanted these two witnesses to stay and be around all the time, so that in case Chas v'Shalom, the Jewish people don't live up to their commitment, they will be the first to testify. A pasuk or two later, the Torah says, Hatzor tamim pa'olai, ki chol derachav mishpat. The rock, referring to Hashem, is perfect is his work, for all his ways are justice. Kael emuna ve'ein avel, tzadik v'yashahu. He's a God who's faithful without any iniquity, righteous, and is proper. We do not always see the bigger picture. A matter of fact, most of the time we don't. And very often, when tragedy strikes, we ask questions. We just don't understand. But the Torah is telling us that whatever happens to the Jewish people is all in Parshas Ha'azinu. If you're not sure in understanding the event, read it into the Pasuk. It's all there. And history repeats itself again and again. So therefore we see how appropriate this Parsha even though we'll read it after Yom Kippur, how appropriate it is to pay attention to its message even before Yom Kippur. We are at a time where Hashem is seeking our attention. There is a pasuk or psukim in Yeshaya, Perek Nun Hei, Pasuk Vav, and these psukim actually have been read during the previous fast day, Tzom Gedalia, and I will read it even with the trup, the intonation of the famous trup you read the Haftorah, and then we will explain it. Dir shu Hashem behimatzai kira'uhu biyoso karav. Seek Hashem when he can be found. Call upon him while he is close. Yazov osho darkov yesh ovem machshavai sohov. Let the wicked leave his path, and the man with bad thoughts shall also discontinue. V'yoshov el Hashem v'rachameihu ve'el Elokeinu ki yarbeh lisloyach. And let him return to Hashem, and he will have mercy upon him. And Hashem will continue to increase his atonement. Kilo machshavosai, machshavoseichem, v'vodakeichem, derechoi. Because my thoughts, says Hashem, are not like your thoughts. And not like your ways are my ways. Ne'yuvom Hashem. This is what the Navi is saying. And this is actually learned out in the Gemara that the pasuk of Dirshu Hashem v'himatzai and whatever I spoke to you a moment ago, it's all talking about the Aseres Yimei Tshuva. Hashem is appealing to all of us. Come close, come close. I'm around. Please come near and ask me to help you. Ask me to bring you closer. But ask me, please. It's compared to the following mashal. Imagine a person has a family and he's desperate to buy a house, to put his family in this house that will be exactly what he needs so they live in dignity. The house is a $1 million house, and he doesn't have enough money to pay his mortgage. He got a down payment, but he can't continue paying the mortgage payments. And the bank warns him there'll be a foreclosure. You must pay your mortgage debts. And he has a friend, a wealthy friend. And he contacts him. He says, please help me. I'm going to be put on the streets. I have a large family. Don't let me down. His friend said, listen, I'm going to be in your neighborhood for approximately a week or so. Please, this is my number. I'm going to be very busy. I'm there for business. Please call upon me and we'll make arrangements. I'll be happy to lend you the $1 million. Well, the period of time has arrived, and this person who is desperate is not paying attention to the calendar. And one day after the other day passes by, and finally he sees the calendar. He has 1 or 2 days left, and he's trying to get his friend And he desperately needs him, because if he doesn't get the money, he'll be out on the street. Could you imagine how desperate this person is to reach him? If he would be a foolish person, he would push it off another day. He says, I have another day. Don't worry, I'll get a hold of him then. And if should he do that and miss him, he would be forever guilty of putting his family out on the street. And if he is smart, he won't delay anymore and look him up and have that meeting so that he can get him to lend him the $1 million. It's a very simple mashal, but we live this mashal every year on the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. We have a debt to pay. We have to know that we owe Hashem so much. And not only do we owe him, but we have debts to pay him. And Hashem says, you can pay up by doing teshuva, by making some kind of correction. You're going to go ahead and going to soon go come to Yom Kippur. Don't let it be another day on the calendar. Look at the list of al-chaits, the list of things that can be used to inspire you to correct yourself. Pick at least one or two things that you can get better at. Maybe the whole list is irrelevant, but there must be at least one or two things that you are seriously concerned that you might not have been up to par. And Hashem is saying, don't let me down. I'm ready to give you a new lease for life. This is how my Rosh Hashiva explained, and I heard Rabbi Keller, Zeicher Tzadik Livracha, with my own ears at a shmooze. He got up before Yom Kippur, or was it on Yom Kippur? Or was it Rosh Hashanah? I don't remember exactly. He says, this is the time when we are renewing our lease for life. Let us not be foolish. We have an opportunity to renew the lease, and Hashem, our Balabas, the owner of this world, wants to renew it, but he's waiting for us to sign the contract. He's waiting for us to say we're prepared to follow the rules in the contract. And we for sure can find at least one or two things in the Al-Chait. And even if we say we're not guilty of any of that, but we are all like one complete body. We are all like one soul, like one person, and another Jew has sinned in a verit that we haven't. It still hurts us. And therefore we should beg Hashem's atonement for the averis that the other person may have done, so that together as Klal Yisrael, as one body, should all come to Yom Kippur clean and pure. Yes, Dirshu Hashem Behimatzai, seek Hashem while he can be found. He's close by. Find something that you feel you could correct, even if it's a small effort, a small deed, but it's an earnest attempt. Hashem will definitely be able to help you. And so, we know this past year, many people's lease was not completed, was not the way we know they were. How many people passed away in the coronavirus? I know throughout the entire world, there were millions of people who passed away because of the pandemic. And on a more closer home front, how many Yidden passed away just like that, with accidents, like we all know what happened in Meron and Givat Zev. The bleachers crumbled and people were crushed underneath. It's like getting skila, like being stoned to death. Who knows? We have no idea for what reason and for why. And what happened in Florida, I think it was on the Oceanside, where the whole side of the building collapsed and crushed people alive in their sleep. And the recent hurricane happened on the East Coast. Could you believe people driving and all of a sudden were drowned by the enormous flooding that took place instantly, where people couldn't even get out of their cars? This is horrendous. This is a gezeira. This is a din. These are people who unfortunately had their lease not renewed. It's a time that Hashem has given the Jewish people a wake-up call. Uru yisheinami shanaskem. Where Hashem is saying, wake up, you sleepy people, from your slumber. Hashem wants us to wake up. There is no doubt about it that there is a midas hadin in the world, and we're living in that time. And whenever I say the bracha in Shemona Esrei, in Hashiva Shevtein Kivarishena, we say it three times a day. And during the week, we say, Melech Ayev Tzedakah Mishpat. Hashem is a loving God with judging, with Tzedakah Mishpat. Or now, in the Seret Shemei Tshuva, HaMelech HaMishpat. We believe that the judgment was a judgment shel emes. The judgment was tzedakah u'mishpat. Everybody who lost their life, we have no understanding. We can't see the bigger picture, but we know that there was tzedakah u'mishpat. And when I think of the bracha at the time of Shemona Esrei, there was tzedakah u'mishpat. And we have to think about that. And Hashem is the loving Father and wants us to wake up. And there was tzedakah u'mishpat. We say it all the time. So then we ask ourselves, what do we do now? How are we to come prepared for Yom Kippur? What's going to make the change? Hashem is talking to us. Well, what should we do? Well, the first thing is preparation for Yom Kippur started Rosh Hashanah time. Honestly speaking, for those who are really serious, it started the 40-day period when Moshe Rabbeinu came down. The last 40 days, that's Chodesh Elo, until Yom Kippur, it's the 40 days of preparation. But in the serious sense, it was from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah, no mentioning of tshuva. Could you believe it? The holy Rosh Hashanah, not a word of tshuva. What was the goal of Rosh Hashanah? The goal of Rosh Hashanah is to become aware of Hashem's malchios, his kingdom. Zichronos, to know that he remembers every deed you do and every thought you think. And everything that happens is recorded. And he reminds you with the sophros, just to be sure that you internalize it. We have to realize that Hashem started helping us prepare for Yom Kippur during Rosh Hashanah time. And he wants us to be able to think more seriously of what we are doing. Now, we have a problem. When I say we, so do I. How can we appreciate such lofty and holy thoughts of kingship, of Melech Malchi Amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in a world in upheaval, where there's no semblance of melucha? There's no semblance of respect for authority, where you see people publicly put to shame the presidents of the past. Just to mention President Obama, President Trump, and people make fun of Biden. There's no respect. Whom are we going to emulate? Respect. My father tells me, Olav Shalom, that when he was a kid, everyone respect the policeman. This doesn't happen today. This is a whole different world today. Authority has gone down the drain. The world has descended to the level of Dor HaMabul, to the generation of the flood. We are living in a world in upheaval. What happened to honesty? The social fabric of the world is falling to pieces. So far, it's pretty close to 100%. I open up the radio, 680 News, every single time somebody is killed. We're living in a world of violence. There's nothing more to say about morality. There is no morality. We're living in a world of immorality. Who are we going to learn kingship from? Where are we going to learn this from? Who are our role models? 100 years ago, and I'm sure you've heard it by many, when they would mention Rosh Chodesh Elul, there would be sobbing in the shul. There were great people who, even simple people, but were great people, understood what it meant, Yom HaDin. They had role models. Who are our role models that we should be able to be in fear of the Yom HaDin? We have a serious problem. We all know, and we are afraid of our own sins. But it says in Koheles, Shlomo HaMelech wrote it in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Chav, Ein tzadik ba'aretz asher yaseh tov v'lo yechteh. There's no tzaddik in the world that will do good and not sin. Ever since Adam HaRishon ate from the Eitz Hadas, he ate from the forbidden fruit, everything is mixed up. Good and evil has now become part and parcel of the body. So what we have to do is we have to fight the evil inclination in ourselves. Those evil impulsivities that we have to struggle with is our daily challenge. Hashem knows that, and we're all different, and we are exposed to different kinds of environment in this world of upheaval, and Hashem knows that. All Hashem wants us to recognize that Yom Kippur is a time that He is there, waiting for your return. And we say it 3 times a day in Shemona Esrei. And you are all aware of it. Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seirasecha. We pray to Hashem, return us, our Father, to your Torah. V'korveinu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha. And make us, our King, close to your servants, to your service. V'achazireinu v'shuva shalemo lefanecha. And return us with tshuva. You're asking Hashem, help us. It's like somebody drowning and say, throw me the lifesaver, the life preserver. Baruch ato Hashem, harota b'tshuva. Hashem wants you to do tshuva. He's waiting for your tshuva. He's waiting for you to recognize Him. Let me tell you something that inspired me very much. I would share it with you, and I think you might be inspired. For some of you who already know that my son Yisrael, Cyril Applebaum in Eretz Yisrael, has given a 2-minute shiur about Nifloyes HaBorei, the wondrous miracles of Hashem, and he's starting with the human body. He said something last week that was absolutely outstanding. What did he say? Listen carefully. He said, the body is divided into three major parts. The upper part of the body is the head, the brain, the moyach. The Hebrew word for brain is moyach. It's the central control center that controls everything of your body, everything. The sensitivities, the thoughts, it controls everything, the heart pumping and everything. We know if the, God forbid, something happens to the brain, let's say there's an aneurysm, chas v'shalom, the brain gets disconnected from the rest of the body. The body cannot survive. The moyach is the melech of the body from the head position, from the head point of view. The second part of the body, from the chest to the mid part of the body, is the heart. In Hebrew, it's called lev. Lev. Without a heart, the brain would be useless. Because the heart pumps blood. The heart is also the melech of the body. And the bottom extremities has another most vital part, and that is the liver. The kaved. Kaved, chavavez dalid, the liver. It cleans our blood every moment of our lives. Should the liver not function, we cannot survive without a liver. The liver works in tandem with the kidneys and the rest of the bottom organs, and that's how we live a normal, happy, functioning life. If you take the first letters of these three words, Mayach, Lev, and Kaved. The first letter is Mem. The second letter is Lamed, from Lev. The third letter is Chaf, from Kaved, liver. You have Melech, king. These three parts of the body is the king of the body. This is the king. You want to be able to understand Malchios, kingship? You want to be able to get close to Hashem even in this world of upheaval, a world that is lawless with no control. It's like a car going downhill with no brakes. A world with completely immoral. Look at your body. Look at your melech. Look at your king. What would your body be if the head, the moyach, wasn't functioning properly? A doctor once explained to me, do you know what aneurysm is? He said, I'll give you an example. Take a computer and put it in a tub filled with water. The computer is dead, is done. All the circuits are now short-circuited, and the computer will cease to function. An aneurysm is when there's a blood, a vessel pops, and the brain is flooded with blood. It's like taking a computer and putting it into a tub of water. Can't connect with the rest of the body. A lave. Do I have to explain to you what cardiac arrest means? And how important it is that the heart functions with the lungs and with how the blood circulates in the body. Think of the miracles that the body is doing and Hashem is causing it to happen. We are taking the miracles that we get every day for granted. And what would we be without a liver? We would be sick, oh, sick to death. Each one of these central organs affect the entire body. They are the melech of the body. It's true, we don't have a king, a physical king today. We have, unfortunately, foolish people running the world. Narishkeit, silly people, ridiculous people. We can't look up to them, but we can look up to the Melech that Hashem put in our bodies. And with that, we can come to Yom Kippur and to recognize Hashem's greatness. And boy, does Rabbi Avigdor Miller go to town. Boy, does he go to town with explaining how the body is so crowded with miracles. It's a universe of miracles. A universe of miracles. We don't realize when you say Asher Yatzar, what you're doing. I said this before, that going to the washroom puts the land, the moon landing that happened around 35, 40 years ago, to shame. It makes it a joke out of the moon landing. I remember when I saw this, of course, they brought the TV to the school to watch the moon landing, because it was so historical, how I think everybody's heart stopped pumping when Leo Armstrong was trying to get the retro rockets to work. It was supposed to go automatically as his moon shuttle, not the shuttle. It was the device that helped him leave his shuttle and to land on the moon was supposed to have the retro rocks help him have a soft landing. And it wasn't working. How many people were holding their breath? If it crashes, he'll never get off the moon. So what did he do? He said, I'm going to use manual retro rocket procedure. And he let his module land down on the moon surface. One little thing could go wrong, he would never have come back. But when we say Asher Yatzar, we say Im Echad Mehem, right? If one of the organs don't operate properly, we would be in the hospital immediately. Could you imagine? Unbelievable. That's what it says. We say it every day. If one of the organs would open up when it wouldn't, shouldn't be, like an aneurysm, or you say same echad mehem, or would stop functioning, let's say you're breathing, it's impossible for us to exist. So if you want to know where we can get inspired from our melech, our bodies, and that would make a big change in how we come to Yom Kippur. I want to finish with a beautiful mashal that I heard from Rabbi Schaefer, the rabbi from the Shmuz. I want to begin letting you know we are all human. We all make mistakes. And there, no matter how big your aveira, your mistakes are, Hashem is there to say, please, Kindalach, my children, come, I'll help you out of the mess. There is such a thing that you have two diamonds. One diamond is a 10-carat diamond that is flawless, doesn't have a single flaw. Next to another diamond that has a terribly big flaw. And the diamond cutter works on the diamond with the flaw. That 10-carat diamond is worth a king's ransom. And the perfect diamond is garbage. because a perfect diamond is not a diamond. No diamond is a real diamond if it's a perfect diamond. Every diamond, a real diamond, has some kind of flaw. And it's up to the diamond cutter to take the flaw and use the flaw to beautify the diamond and make it glitter, shine, and radiate in the sun. Each and every one of us, we're a diamond, and we're not perfect. We were not born perfect. And therefore, I want you to go to Yom Kippur realizing that. None of us are perfect. Like I mentioned before, since Adam HaRishon did the Aveira, he ate from the Eitz HaDaas, the forbidden fruit, we're all imperfect. But Hashem wants us in this world to work on our imperfection. He wants us to become better people. Like the diamond with the flaw can be made into a beautiful, beautiful diamond. What is perfect in this world? A malach. A malach is flawless. But a malach can't grow, can't get better, can't be anything near as great as a person. A person can grow way higher and greater than a malach. A malach, therefore, is not a person. And therefore, because he's perfect, he is not anywhere in the league of Hashem's army. He has his own army. Hashem has his own league of malachim, but not in the league of people who he's looking to see them work on their imperfection. We are put into this world to work with our imperfections. And there are no two people with the exact imperfection. But we are to know that we are coming to Yom Kippur with some kind of plan in place. Like I mentioned at the beginning of my talk, you go through the Alchet, and maybe most of it is irrelevant to you. Pick at least one or two that is relevant and mean what you say and say what you mean. We're going to get better at that one thing. You can all do it. And for the rest of the chesed that you feel are irrelevant, pray for the Jewish people. There are many, many Jewish people who don't even know what Yom Kippur is, don't go into a shul on Yom Kippur, who unfortunately are eating on Yom Kippur, and you're saying al chet for them. At least Hashem will help them have a better year. May we all come prepared to the Yom Hadin. Hashem is waiting with his hand spread out, so to say. Kindelach, my children, there's another few days left. I want you to come close. Find something you feel you can correct, and I'll help you out of the mess you are in. And if you make the effort, I'm there to support your efforts. Don't forget, we say every day, Hashiveinu Avinu L'Seresecha, please bring us close to your Torah. V'korveinu Malkeinu L'Avodasecha, and bring us close to your service. V'hachazireinu B'shuva Shalema L'Fanecha, and bring us to coming to the level of tshuva, yes, in this world of upheaval. Hashem will say, I'm ready to accept. Harotzeh b'teshuva. May you all have a gemar kasima tova, a wonderful, blessed year. You Amen. And your family should be blessed with health, wealth and prosperity. Gesund und Parnassa. And
Amen.
We should be Zaycha and Mirat Hashem to Agamar Chasimatova. Lanu Ulchol B'nai Yisrael. Amen.